Not a whole lot. I think a lot of that stuff's overblown. What's said at halftime and speeches and adjustments. You know, we were adjusting after every series in the first half. There were some things we just didn't play well. We dropped a lot of passes. Defensively, we were real close to making a couple of plays that we didn't make. We let the quarterback free. We had a couple times where we were real close to making a PBU and we didn't get it. We just weren't playing our best, and players knew it. And we came out in the second half, and we knew that it was a two-score game. All we needed to do was come out and get a stop, get the ball back, get a score, and we were right back where we needed to be in this game. But second half, I think we were starting to hit on all cylinders: offense, defense, special teams. We had some injuries. Some other guys had to go in and play, but we found a way to move the ball. We found a way to get them stopped. I think our defense really did a good job in the second half.
How would you describe your mood at halftime?
We had a lot of stuff to do. We were trying to prepare ourselves to go out and win the second half of the game. So, I don't know what kind of mood that is, but whatever it is, that's what we did. That's what I was.
You guys played Calvin a lot more in the second half than the first half. Was that him wanting to play more, or was that more by design?
Yeah, it was just how he felt. And, we knew that if we were only going to have him a certain number of snaps, that, better to have him in the second half. So we limited his snaps a little bit in the first half. But, he was feeling good. He made some contributions. And, and he affected the game also, particularly that second half. I think some of Reggie's big plays that came out, had a lot to do with Calvin. And I think Fourier getting singled up in the red zone had a lot to do with Calvin also.
The plan was just to see how much he could do, right? You didn't go in with a fixed, we know he can't do this. You just said how far you could go, we'll let you go.
Yeah, Calvin's a tough guy. And he was able to go. We knew he wasn't going to play every snap. But, what he was able to give us was enough to help us to a win.
How big was that?
Yeah, all first downs are important. And at that point, we had gotten a defensive stop and we needed to move the ball. We needed to go score. And, that went a long way to accomplishing that. We didn't play our best in the first half, but we came out in the second half and did some good things. I don't know that we had a drop pass in the second half, and I bet you we had five or six in the first half. And, that's not something that, you yell at people at halftime about, or, we come in and, work the jugs machine at halftime. No, you just go out and you believe in your players, you believe in your teammates, and you execute what will be your game plan. And I think that, we were fortunate enough to be able to do it. That's a really good team. I got a lot of respect for the Cleveland Browns. They're going to win a lot of football games this year. Very tough defense, some really good skill players. They gave us all we could handle, and we were very lucky, very, very fortunate to come out with the win here.
Yeah, you outgained you 178-26, something like that. That was the only time your defense gave up the points, all 17 in that one quarter. What did it mean for your defense to shut them down in the other three quarters in that game, and how did they do it?
Well, it was important to come out fast, and I think we did that in the first half. Unfortunately, we weren't able to sustain that. And then we did some things that weren't very characteristic of us in the second quarter. But we got settled down, made the plays after half. We knew we'd have to come out and play a very good second half, being down two scores at the half, and we were going to need stops. But a lot of things that, we didn't do well in the first half, we did well in the second half. We rushed the passer a lot better. We defended plays. We didn't give up big plays. We forced penalties. I don't know how many penalties we got in the second half, but it wasn't very many. So, I think those were the things that made a difference in that second half.
Did you feel like the different units were feeding off each other, just constantly picking each other up a little bit?
Yeah, I think there's an element to that. We knew that it wasn't just going to be, the offense playing well in the second half. It was going to get us back in the game. We knew that we'd have to hit on all three phases, and, I think we did. That field goal by Akers was a big field goal, too, 51 yards, I think it was. But, that was a big kick in this game. And made it a 7-point lead right there. So, all the other plays that were made and, Joe Fourier and all those things, I think Akers really went a long way to putting us in good position to get there.
Was there a risk there, the field position risk? Did you have any second thoughts at all?
No, that was well within his range. And he's a quality field goal kicker. And never once did we hit. Once we were inside the range, then we were ready to go get that 7-point lead right there.
What was DeAndre Levy done?
You know, he's been a good player. I mean, I really think that he's not doing a whole lot different. He's always had eyes for the football. But, you know, I think probably the biggest thing is he's now an experienced player. It's not just executing a defensive scheme. He's very aware of what offenses are doing. You know, he had some uncharacteristic plays in the first half that weren't his best, but he came out and made some really big plays when they counted, got those two interceptions, and, you know, one of them went a long way. They had just made that play, got the ball moving a little bit, and, you know, we got a good rush. I think it was CJ that was putting the rush on him. Quarterback's trying to throw the ball away or just find an outlet, which he did once. You know, Tulloch had him one time, and he was able to throw it, even though he only gained about a yard. Yeah, he had made that play, but Levy did a great job reacting to it, high-pointed the ball, and, you know, did a nice job.
Why has he been so effective for you in the red zone and touchdowns?
Well, first of all, he's tall as hell. but there's a lot of tall guys that aren't good football players, and I think the thing that separates Joe and has allowed him to make those plays is he's really, really strong. He's got really strong hands. We saw that early on in training camp. You know, he had some plays where he made that there was collisions, or, you know, he had to leave his feet to make catches, and he held it when he landed on the ground or he took a hit and some of those things. And that's carried over for him. You know, that one, I think it was his second touchdown, he took a pretty big hit, held on to that football. He's very strong in his hands. He's a good matchup for us. And like I said, you know, Calvin had a lot to do with those plays too, the attention that he gets on the other side. You know, Calvin was, you know, doing his best to be a team player, you know, spreading the ball around a little bit. And he let that one touchdown get through his hands in the first half, and, you know, Joe was able to pick that up.
Joe Bell didn't finish the game. What's his status?
Yeah, he had a rib injury, didn't finish. Yeah, I don't think we have anybody that's anything more than day-to-day.
Durham, you mentioned a lot of training camp. You were looking for another receiver to emerge. Is he growing into that guy?
Yeah, I mean, he had some ups and downs today also. You know, he had some, I don't know if you call them drops, but some passes that he probably can hold on to in that first half. But he's come up with some really big plays for us, some big first downs, not just catching the ball, but making first downs. So, yeah, you know, we got contributions out of a lot of guys in there. You know, I think that, you know, that's been something we've needed.
How do you feel about going home now for some games? You're pretty happy with the schedule already.
Yeah, I'm in favor of it. I mean, you know, it's great to be at home. We got two in a row at home, and we're going to need to play our best to come out with two wins. We have two good football teams coming in, starting with the Bengals next week.
Thank you.